The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has begun a two-day visit to the Western region with whistle stops at Sekendi, Esekado, Axim, Ahanta and other constituencies. He said the NDC promised the fisherfolks heaven but failed to implement a single project that will benefit them. Brighton Trauma has more.
Petroline, premix phone, and high cost of outboard motor took center stage in Nanado's campaign trail to the Western region. Nanado said he is not into the business of failed promises, assuring them that every single promise he's made will be fulfilled. He reiterated his pledge to bring back the Ministry of Fisheries to take care of the fishing community. He said he would depoliticize the distribution of premix fuel.
A lot of things were said against us, and fisher folks accepted them. They promised that they were bringing good policies. Are these the good policies they promised? Today, look at the price of premix fuel. During Kufuor's era, people could buy outboard motors and pay in installments. But that system is not there anymore. The Ministry of Fisheries, which used to help fishermen, has been abrogated. If I get the note, I will bring back that ministry. Politicians will not be allowed to take part in premix distribution. We will leave it to the fisher folks to do the distribution themselves and deal with their challenges.
Former National Chairman of the NPP, Peter McMenu, thanked the EC for introducing the biometric system of registration and voting. He said it will go a long way to reduce rigging in December polls. Mr. McMenu asked party supporters to be vigilant during voting day.
As we thank the Chairman of the Electoral Commission and his staff for bringing the biometric register and verification, let us tell the district electoral presiding and returning officers and those at the polling stations that if there's any problem, then they are the cause. This is because Dr. Afarijan cannot tour all the 26,000 polling stations. That is why he has delegated powers to other officers.
Any district electoral officers, in fact.
The party will hold a second regional rally at which parliamentary candidates in the region will be introduced to the electorate.
That was Brighton Trauma's report.